it's important that this case is led by youth, and the plaintiffs are youth, because not only are we claiming that the government has done harm to all the citizens and many people across the world through their actions for the last 50-some years, but also that these actions will continue to make things worse for people, particularly citizens of the U.S., in the future. And part of our case is that we are disproportionately affected by this. I can't say that I know what's going to happen, but I do have a lot of hope. I think we are on the right side of the law. I think the federal government is on the wrong side of the law. If justice is done, then we will win. And if we win, we will see a science-based climate recovery plan implemented in the federal government policy. And what that means is taking the climate science that we know, we have consulted the top experts globally on what needs to happen in order to have a chance to stabilize the climate. We have those numbers, but they haven't been put into any policy thus far. We're asking for putting climate science into policy in a way that hasn't been done before, but makes logical sense to me, at least. Going to trial, however, I recognize that there have been many surprises and there's many kind of lesser-known routes in the legal system that I can't predict. So I don't know how long this is going to take. I know really going to trial is the beginning. If we win, this will set a precedent for connecting the effects of climate change to the Constitution. And I see that as a benefit not only for this particular case and for implementing policy, but also as a way to support other actions for the environment